Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们,
thank the Lord for this opportunity that we can have some fellowship this morning.
感谢主,
and let's read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
让我们先来读马太福音,
the Gospel of according to Matthew, chapter 16. We're going to read verse 18 this morning.
马太福音16章18节.
Verse 18.
18节.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你, 你是彼得, 我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Let's have another word of prayer. Lord, we know that you have words to speak to us this morning.
主耶稣，我们知道今天早上你有话对我们说。
Lord, we ask that you speak and we'll hear your word this morning.
主耶稣，我们实在是祈求今天早上你能向我们说话，我们实在想要听见你的话语。
All the brothers and sisters are standing before you this morning.
所有的弟兄姊妹都侍立在你的面前。
We ask that you speak and open our hearts to hear your voice.
我们实在是祈求你向着我们说话，打开我们的心，让我们真的听见你的话语。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. From the Bible we know that Christ and His church is a great mystery.
从圣经当中我们知道基督和他的教会是极大的奥秘。
But in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 here, we just read,
但是在马太福音16章18节这里,我们刚刚读过的,
Jesus was able to directly reveal his church to Peter.
主耶稣终于可以向彼得直接地开启他的教会。
When Jesus asked his disciples,
当主耶稣问他的门徒们说,
Who do you say that I am?
主耶稣说,你们说我是谁?
Peter responded,
彼得回答说,
You are the Christ.
你是基督,
the Son of the Living God.
是永生神的儿子。
And from this conversation,
从这一个对话里面,
we can almost feel the urgency from God's heart, from Jesus' heart.
我们几乎可以感受得到主耶稣心中的那一个急迫。
It was like Jesus was saying,
这就好像是主耶稣在那里说,
Peter, you are right.
彼得，你是对的。
I am the Christ.
我是基督。
But wait.
但是等一下。
There's even more that I'm going to show you.
我还有另一个奥秘要开启给你。
And what is that?
那是什么呢?
My church.
就是我的教会。
On this rock, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
From verse 18 we just read.
从18节这里我们刚刚读过的。
It was the first time ever the Greek word church shows up in the New Testament.
这是教会,这个希腊词。 第一次在圣经当中出现。
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道教会是基督的身体。
The church is the heavenly, the spiritual vessel of God.
教会是属天的,神属灵的器皿。
To proclaim now the manifold wisdom of God to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
为要借着教会使天上执政的,掌权的。 现在得知神百般的智慧。
And the church has many different functions.
而教会有非常多的功用。
To preach the gospel.
在教会当中有传福音的指示。
To minister the word of God.
有神话语的指示。
For equipping of the saints.
为要建造圣徒。
And there are many more.
还有其他不同的功用。
But here in the Matthew of chapter 16.
但是这里在马太福音第16章。
How did Jesus first introduce his church?
当主耶稣第一次介绍他的教会的时候,他是怎么说的呢?
Here, his focus was on the spiritual nature of his church.
在这里,主耶稣他的焦点在于教会的属灵性质。
Why?
为什么?
Because he said,
因为主耶稣在这里说,
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄,
From this we see,
从这里我们看见,
the real conflict of the church is not with flesh and blood,
教会所面对的征战并不是属肉体的或者属血气的,
but the real battle is first and foremost spiritual.
教会所面对的征战实质上是属灵的,
it is against the power of hell,
因为它要对抗的是阴间的权柄,
And this is the core issue ever since the Garden of Eden, isn't it?
而这一个核心的问题从伊甸园就开始了，不是吗？
This is the battle between life and death.
这是在生命和死亡之间的征战。
God wants us to eat of the tree of life.
神希望我们吃生命树的果子。
Satan tries to trick us into disobeying God's command.
但是撒旦却是一直的欺哄诱惑我们，不让我们能够遵行神的命令。
What happens when we disobey God's command?
如果当我们背逆了神的命令之后，什么会发生呢？
On the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
就是你吃的日子必定死。
Death comes into effect through disobedience.
因着人的背逆，死亡的权势就进来了。
Spiritual death.
是属灵的死亡。
To be cast out before God's presence.
会将人从神的同在当中驱逐出去。
But on the flip side,
但是另一面，
What is the way of life in Christ?
基督里面生命的道路是什么呢？
It is the complete obedience to the Heavenly Father.
就是向着天父有完全的顺服。
And that's the secret of constant abiding in God's presence.
这就是能够常常住在主同在当中的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
If we are serious about knowing Christ,And his church,
如果我们是真的想要认识基督和他的教会，
The power of hell will certainly rise up to oppose.
那么阴间的权势就一定会兴起来拦阻我们。
That's why almost immediately in that same chapter,
这就是为什么在同一章马太福音第十六章，
When Jesus pointed out that he must go to Jerusalem to suffer,
当主耶稣对彼得说，对门徒说，他一定要去耶路撒冷去受苦
，and to be killed，
会被杀害
，and be raised up the third day，
但是三天后会复活。
Peter said to the Lord，
彼得马上对主说
，verse 22，
十六章二十二节
，this shall never happen to you，
主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
And our Lord Jesus immediately sensed something was wrong。
而主耶稣也立刻察觉到一个错谬的思想。
Verse 23.
所以在23节这里主耶稣说，
Get behind me, Satan.
撒旦退我后边去吧。
You are an offense to me.
你是绊我脚的。
For you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
It was Satan that the Lord was rebuking.
实际上主耶稣在这里斥责的是撒旦。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
The Lord Jesus said,
主耶稣基督说
On this rock, I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
This rock was Christ himself.
这个磐石指的是基督自己。
A solid cornerstone.
是坚固的房角石。
And because of that,
因此
we have everything we need today.
今天我们有所需用的一切
to stand in the victorious position of Christ.
使我们能够站立在基督得胜的地位上。
To be able to resist the full force of hell.
可以让我们来抵抗阴间所有的权势。
But not only that.
但是不仅如此。
When Jesus said.
当主耶稣说。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
Do we sense the Lord's strong determination here?
我们是否能够感受得到主坚定的决心？
I do think that this is such a precious reminder for all of us today.
我实在觉得这对今天的我们来说是很宝贵的一个提醒。
Every day we see the power of darkness and evil working in this world.
每一天我们都会看见幽暗的权势和仇敌的工作运行在这个世界。
And it can really take a toll on the people of God.
这实在会给神的百姓带来伤害。
To wear us out.
使我们精疲力竭。
To rob us from the joy of the Lord.
也会剥夺我们在主里面的喜乐。
But the Lord is once again reminding us this morning.
但是主耶稣在今天早上再一次的提醒我们。
The Lord said,
主耶稣说，
Yes, I will build my church.
是的，我要建造我的教会。
There is no what ifs.
在这里没有假设如果。
No power of hell can stand in my way.
阴间的权柄并不能够拦阻我的工作。
No scheme of the devil will forfeit my plan.
而魔鬼的计谋也不能够破坏我的计划。
Because our Lord is determined to build his church.
因为我们的主耶稣基督他定义要建造他的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
can we trust in him?
我们是否能够信任我们的主？
Perhaps we sometimes have this misconception.
可能有些时候我们会有一个错误的观念。
Okay, Lord, you will build your church.
好的，主，反正你要建造你的教会。
So,I'll just let you do your thing, and I'll do my own thing.
那我就让你做你的事情，我需要去做我的事。
That's not what the Lord meant.
嗯，主耶稣不是这个意思。
Because if we look at 1 Peter chapter 2,
如果我们看彼得前书二章这里，
verse 4 to 5, it says very clearly,
彼得前书二章四到五节这里说得非常的清楚。
Coming to him a living stone, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house.
彼得前书二章五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。
Yes, indeed, the Lord will build his church.
是的，主耶稣他会建造他的教会。
But his church cannot be complete without us.
但是离了你我，他的教会也不能够被成全。
Because we are his living stones.
因为我们是主的活石。
To be built up into a spiritual dwelling place for God.
是被一同建造成为神属灵的居所。
So what's the secret for us to be good living stones in God's house today?
那么今天在神的家中，我们如何能够被建造成一个好的活石？秘诀是什么呢？
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 7.
让我们就着这个问题看一下马太福音的第七章这里。
In Matthew chapter 7, Jesus shared this parable to explain to us.
马太福音七章这里，主耶稣分享了一个比喻来解答这个问题。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
马太福音七章二十四节。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and act upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
马太福音七章二十四节。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
Everyone is busy building something these days.
每个人都好像忙碌的在建造着。
But from Matthew chapter 7 here,
但是从马太福音七章这里，
the Lord clearly reminded us.
主很清楚地提醒我们。
It is not only about what we are building.
不仅仅是关乎我们所建造的。
But it's even more important what foundation we are building upon.
更重要的是我们建造的根基。
From this parable,
从这个比喻当中，
both the wise and the foolish builder were probably very diligent people.
无论是聪明的工头还是那个无知的工头，可能都是非常殷勤的人。
They didn't just sit and wait.
因为他们并没有无所事事的干等着。
Both of them were building their houses.
他们都在建造房子。
And the Lord said, both the wise and the foolish heard the word of the Lord.
主耶稣说得很清楚，他们两者都听见了主的话。
But is that enough?
但是只听见主的话够了吗？
No, that's not enough.
并不足够。
So what sets the wise apart from the foolish?
那是什么使聪明人和无知的人区分开来了呢？
The Lord was very clear.
在这里主耶稣说得很清楚。
The wise act upon the words that they heard.
因为聪明的人听了主的话，会照所听见的去行。
But the foolish did not act upon the word they heard.
但是无知的人却不会这样做。
And that makes all the difference about the building foundation.
是否会照着所听见的去行，就将我们建造的根基区分开来。
So the point is this.
所以重点是，
We have to be obedient to what we have received from the Lord.
对我们已经从主这里领受的，我们必须要去顺服。
Let me share a small personal experience on this matter.
就着这一点，我想要分享一个个人的小的经历。
I work in an airplane manufacturing company.
我在一家与飞机制造相关的行业工作。
And many people I know loves airplane very much.
在这里工作的很多人，我知道他们都非常的热爱飞机。
Because of this love for airplanes,
因为他们热爱飞机，
many devote their lives to build better airplanes.
所以他们当中的很多人都奉献了自己的一生，想要制造出更加精良的飞机。
Very motivated people.
他们是很有动力的人。
And over the past decade,
在过去的十几年，
while I know that I am a Christian,
我知道我是一个基督徒，
but I secretly admire these people.
但是我私底下偷偷的非常欣赏这些人。
I desire to learn from these people.
我想要从他们身上学习。
I wanted to blend in with these people.
我想要和他们融合。
But only until recently that the Lord showed me something deep inside my heart when I read Romans chapter 1.
一直到最近，当我读到马太，对不起，罗马书第一章的时候，我内心深处有一些东西发生了实质性的改变。
Romans chapter 1, verse 23.
罗马书一章二十三节。
23, verse 23.
罗马书一章二十三节。
It says, exchange the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds.
罗马书一章二十三节，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽。
And then verse 25.
二十五节。
Second part.
后面的一部分。
Worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator.
去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。
I have read Romans chapter 1 many times.
罗马书一章我读过很多遍。
And I always thought that Paul was rebuking those Gentiles going into the temple to worship idols.
当我读到这些经文的时候之前，我一直都以为保罗是在斥责那一些去庙宇敬拜别神的外邦人。
But it was really until recently that I realized this verse is talking about me.
一直到最近，当我读到这23-25节的时候，我才发现是在说我。
Because the Lord opened my eyes to see these airplanes are man-made flying birds.
因为主打开我的眼睛，让我看见飞机实则是人造的飞禽。
And I realized how much I need the Lord to save me from myself.
我意识到我是多么的需要主救我脱离我的自己。
Because if I am not careful in walking in the light of the Lord,
因为如果当我在工作的时候不谨慎自守的行在主的光中，
I could very well be serving these man-made idols rather than serving the living God.
那我就会非常容易的在工作当中去侍奉人造的偶像，而不去侍奉永生神。
Now because of that,
因此
I can no longer act like nothing has happened to me.
因着这一个开启，我就不能够再像没有什么事情发生过一样。
I can't just continue on to have this same old mindset going to work.
我也不能够在工作当中再一层不变的带着之前的态度去工作。
Every day I now need to ask the Lord,
每一天我都需要祈求主。
Please keep my heart separated unto you.
保守我的心，将我的心分别归给他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
in God's love,
在神的爱中，
He holds you and I accountable to all that we have received from Him.
对于我们已经从他这里得着的，我们是需要向他交账的。
And in the process of time, we are going to be tested.
而在时间的过程里面，我们会被试验。
That's why in the book of Hebrews,
这就是为什么在希伯来书当中
chapter 12,
第十二章
there's a mention of the shaking.
希伯来书十二章里面讲到的是震动。
The double shaking,
双重的震动。
The shaking of the earth,
再一次
and the heaven.
再一次，神不单要震动地，还要震动天。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25.
希伯来书十二章二十五节。
See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的。
Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven.
二十六节，再一次，我不单要震动地，还要震动天。
What is God searching for?
现在神在这里搜寻的是什么呢？
To see how much we are really founded on this rock.
就是看我们的根基到底有多少是建造，是真的建造在这一个磐石上。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主打开我们的眼睛。
To see Christ and His glorious church.
让我们真实的看见基督和他荣耀的教会。
And may we be counted not to be disobedient to this heavenly vision.
也但愿我们会被算作没有违背那从天上来的意象。
And now pass the following time to Brother 信远。
把时间交给信远弟兄。
这个我真的非常感谢 Sherwin 弟兄的交通啊。
I'm really thankful for our brother Sherwin's sharing today.
我发现我的交通跟 Sherwin 弟兄这个感动非常相似。
And I believe that my sharing today is very similar to the same spirit as our brother Sherwin as well.
我们开始的时候还是先来读一些主的话啊。
And let's start by reading from the Word of God.
在撒母耳记上第十五章。22到23节。
Let's start by reading from 1 Samuel chapter 15, chapter 15, verse 22 and 23.
我想这两节弟兄姊妹们非常熟悉。
And I trust brothers and sisters are very familiar with this verse.
我读国语，然后弟兄读英文。
And I will read in Mandarin and my brother in English.
下面的弟兄姊妹们也可以一起读啊。
And brothers and sisters can also read along.
撒母耳记上第15章22节，撒母耳说， 耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦能听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公养的自由。悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
1 Samuel 15, verse 22. But Samuel replied, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
我们以前讲过，在第十三章那里，神，这个那里记载着神对扫罗有一次考验。
We know that in chapter 13 of 1 Samuel, we know that the Lord tested Saul.
那这个考验的内容只有一个，就是要看一看扫罗到底有没有听他的话，有没有遵行他的旨意。And
what is the content of that test? The test was to see whether Saul obeyed the word of the Lord.
那结果很可惜呢，扫罗失败了。And
sadly, we know that Saul failed that test.
但是我们感谢我们的神，我们看见在这第15章这里，神再次给扫罗机会。But
praise the Lord, we see once again in chapter 15, we see here that the Lord has once again given Saul another opportunity.
那我们看见他对扫罗仍旧只有一个要求，就是听他的话。And
we know that he has only one condition for Saul, and that is to hear his word.
那其实今天神对我们的要求也是一样的，他并不要求我们有多聪明、多有才干、多有能力，他要求我们听他的话。
And we know that the Lord also has a very simple condition for us today. It's not how great we are, how much we can do for the Lord, but it's are we able to listen to Him?
遵守他的命令.
Are we able to obey His word?
我想没有什么比听他的话更令他满意的.
And I know that there is nothing more that brings joy to the Lord's heart than to obey His word.
什么样子的人是合乎神心意的人？我抱歉，忘记摘口罩了.
And what kind of people are those that obey the Lord?
那听话的人,
those who hear his word.
在每一件事上都听他的话，遵行他的旨意呢，这样子的人就是最合乎神心意的人。
And we know that those who obey and who hear his word are those that bring satisfaction to the heart of the Lord.
所以我们就看见在第15章这里，神对扫罗仍旧只有一个要求，就是要听他的话。
And so we see here in 1 Samuel, the Lord has one condition for Saul, and that is to hear his word.
因为神需要一个合乎他心意的人来做王。Because
the Lord needs someone who is after his own heart to be king.
那么神对扫罗的命令是什么呢? 我们来看这个撒母耳记上第15章第1节到第3节这里。
And what was that condition, or what is the word of the Lord that he spoke to Saul? We can see that in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 1.
这里撒母耳对扫罗说，耶和华差遣我膏你为王，治理他的百姓以色列，所以你当听从耶和华的话。万军之耶和华如此说。那接下来这就是神说的。他说，以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛力人怎样待他们，怎样抵挡他们，我都没忘。现在你要去击打亚玛力人，灭尽他们所有的，不可怜惜他们。 将男女孩童吃奶的，并牛羊骆驼驴进行杀死。
1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 1 through 3. Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infant, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So Saul summoned the men and mustered them at Telem.
在以色列人出埃及的时候，这些亚玛力人，他们专门在后面。 来攻击来击杀这些落单的这些就是软弱的疲累的那些在后面的人。
And we know that when the people of Israel left the land of Egypt, we know that the Amalekites were those that attacked from behind and they attacked those that were weak and ill.
这个是非常可恶的。
And this is something that is very wicked.
所以那这也告诉我们我们如果落单了我们就有危险了如果掉队了我们就危险了。
But this also tells us that if we are weak, if we are lacking, that we are also in danger.
这个仇敌就像吼叫的狮子，他专门要吞吃这些落单的。
And the enemy is like a lion who is waiting to take those that are weak.
那从属灵的层面上来看的话，亚玛力人所代表的是肉体，在圣经里面。
And the spiritual relationship was that we see that the Amalekites represent the flesh.
所以难怪在出埃及记里面就记载着主对摩西说，他说：“我要将亚玛力人的名号从天下全然涂抹。”
This is why in Exodus 17 it says, "The Lord said to Moses that He will blot out the name of Amalek from under the heavens."
那并且他还启示，他说：“世世代代和亚玛力人征战。”
And He has also said that the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generation to generation.
就是说，肉体以及肉体的邪情私欲，还有一切属肉体的。都此被钉在十字架上。
And we know that the things of the flesh must be nailed upon that cross.
所以亚玛力人以及亚玛力人情欲所生的男女孩童吃奶的这些婴孩，还有属亚玛力人的像牛羊骆驼驴的这些牲畜，全部都要灭尽。
And that is why the Lord has told Saul that everything that is associated with the Amalekites, the man, woman, children, infant, even the sheep, the donkeys, the cattle, they must be put to death completely.
所以许多时候我们是不是觉得神非常残忍，把这些全部都杀光？
And sometimes we might think that the Lord is very, is a little too severe to put to death everything.
那不是这样。
But it's not like this.
我们知道神对罪恶是零容忍。
We know that the Lord has no,for sin.
Yeah. 那这个就是神对扫罗的命令。
And this is the commandment that the Lord has given to Saul.
然后我们接下来就看见说，扫罗就开始招聚百姓，开始击打亚玛力人。
And so we see after this, Saul has summoned the men to attack the Amalekites.
然后呢，这里面记载说，申请亚玛力王亚甲，然后用刀杀尽亚玛力的众民。
And then afterwards, we see that Saul has attacked the Amalekites and put to death the people.
但是你发现一个问题，就是说这里扫罗和百姓却怜惜亚甲，也爱惜上好的牛羊、牛犊、羊羔，并一切美物，不肯灭绝。
But in verse 9, we see, but Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle and the fat calves and the lambs.
凡下贱瘦弱的，尽都杀了。
These they were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看扫罗的故事，就像看我们自己的故事一样。
So brothers and sisters, when we look at the story of Saul, it is very similar to our own story.
我们自己岂不也是这样子吗？
Aren't our own lives similar to this?
这个肉体的恶我们很容易弃绝了，但是肉体的好，所谓肉体的善，我们爱惜它，不愿意弃绝。
The despised and the weak parts of our flesh were easily destroyed, but the good things in our lives, it's very hard for us.
那些亚玛力人的平民百姓呢？那些人都被杀尽了。
And the people of the Amalekites we can easily put to death.
但是那个尊贵高尚的这个亚玛力王亚甲，他们舍不得杀。
But the king of the Amalekites Agag, they spared.
然后呢，那些瘦弱的那些下贱的那些牛羊牲畜都杀光了。
And the weak and the weak cattle and sheep they put to death.
但是呢，那些上好的舍不得杀。
But the best of the sheep and cattle they could not.
这个肉体的恶，肉体的不好，我们比较容易弃绝，但是肉体的好，这个东西我们很难把它去掉。
And it's very easy for us to deal with the bad things of the flesh, but the good parts of our flesh, it's very hard for us.
我以前在餐馆工作的时候，我在前台工作，我收到很多那个广告的卡片。
And when I used to work at the restaurant, I used to get a lot of invitation cards?
Business cards.
Business cards.
那这些卡片呢，其实大部分都是没用的，基本上都是扔在那个 recycle 里面。
And, these business cards are, so many that it's kind of useless, and usually they go into the trash.
那许多时候你收到了你也很无奈，其实这个真的是很浪费。
And it's often seen as a waste.
Yeah. 那有一次呢，我又收到了一个卡片。
But one time I received a business card.
本来按正常来说，因为我收到太多了，所以到了后来我基本上连看都不看，就是我很想跟他们说，你不要再给我卡片了。
And because I receive so many, usually I don't really look at them, and I even wanted to tell them, like, don't waste giving me a business card.
本来这个是马上要丢掉了。
And I was about to throw it away.
但是这个卡片呢，它做的实在是太好看了。
But this business card was such good quality.
太精美了。
It was, very well done.
我从来没有看见过这么漂亮的卡片。
And I have never seen such a more beautiful business card.
这个质量又好，图案又漂亮，里面写的话也非常好。
And the card, itself was great quality, the picture was great, and, the things written were very well done.
虽然这个广告的内容跟这个餐馆的这些东西一点关系都没有，但是我还保留着它。
And even though it had no relationship to this restaurant, I kept that business card.
因为它太好看了。
Because it was too well done.
本来要丢掉的，但是我留着。
And originally I was going to throw it away, but I kept it.
留着干什么？留着做纪念。
Yeah. What was the point? It was, as a remembrance.
Yeah. 到了后来到一个地步，我连钱包都换了，这个卡片还留着。
And it got to a point where I would change out my wallet, but I kept this business card.
更离谱的是，我连餐馆的工作都辞掉了，这个卡片还在。
And what's even more is even after I stopped working at the restaurant, I kept that business card.
所以你就知道这个外表上看上去很好看的东西，没用的东西，但是外表上很好看的东西，我们还留着，舍不得扔掉。
So what does this show us? It shows us that the things that are outwardly look, very good, it's very hard for us to forsake these things.
所以我估计这个亚甲这个王呢、啊，可能他外表非常的英俊潇洒，是吧？
So what can we assume? We can assume that, this king of the Amalekites, Agag, maybe he was a very handsome and very, very impressive.
或者说呢，这个人说会道啊，这个很厉害。
And he was a very powerful man.
所以以至于扫罗舍不得杀，全部百姓都舍不得杀。
And so, not only did Saul spare him, but the army spared Agag as well.
那不单单如此，我们接下来我们再看的话，我们就看见撒母耳来到扫罗那里的时候，扫罗还对他说：“耶和华的命令我已遵守了。”
And what's more is that when Samuel, came to Saul, Saul said that I have carried out the Lord's instructions.
你知道扫罗他做这件事情，他其实也知道他错了，他心虚了。
We know that Saul doing all this, he knows that he has not carried out the Lord's instructions fully.
就像我留那张卡一样，我知道这是不对的。这卡来留来干什么呢？浪费时间，这换来换去。
Just like myself, what was the point of keeping that business card?
啊他心虚了，他怕扫罗怕这个撒母耳责备，所以他就先撒一个谎。
And so Saul here has feared the rebuke of Samuel, so he says a small lie.
结果我们看见撒母耳说：“那我耳中听见的羊叫、牛鸣，这些从哪里来呢？”
But in verse 14, we see here that Samuel says, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is the lowing of cattle that I hear?"
然后呢，这个。扫罗看见这件事情躲不过去，他就开始推卸责任。
And at that point, we know that Saul feels like he has been caught, and so he pushes the blame.
他说这是百姓从亚玛利人那里带来的，他们爱惜上好的牛羊，不是我，是他们。
And Saul here answers, the soldiers brought them from the Amalekites, they spared the best of the sheep and cattle, and he says that they brought them.
Yeah, 撒母耳说什么呢？
And what did Samuel say to Saul?
撒母耳说：“你住口吧。”
He says enough.
Yeah. 那他说，撒母耳说：“神吩咐你去击打那些犯罪的亚玛利人。”弟兄姊妹们注意这两个犯罪的。
And Samuel tells Saul that the Lord has sent him to completely destroy those wicked people.
Yeah. 将他们灭绝尽尽。你为何没有听从耶和华的命令？
To wage war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord?
为什么行耶和华眼中看为恶的事？
What are the things, why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?
所以这里也给我们看见，如果我们没有听从神的命令啊，不管我们做什么事情，在神看来都是作恶。
So what does this tell us? This tells us that if we do not completely obey the word of the Lord, we are doing evil in his eyes.
然后扫罗听着撒母耳这个话，他还要再狡辩。
And after Saul has heard these words, he answers.
他说，我实在是听从了耶和华的命令了。
He says, but I did obey the Lord.
行了耶和华所差遣我行的路。
And I went on the mission the Lord assigned me.
你看，我擒了这个亚玛利王的人，亚玛利这个王亚甲来了，并且灭尽了亚玛利人。但是呢，百姓却在所当灭的物中取了最好的牛羊，又在吉甲献于耶和华你的神。
And he says in verse 20 and 21, I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took the sheep and the cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal.
所以你看，当一个人撒一个谎，撒完了，还要用很多谎来圆这个谎。
So we see that there's a lot of reasoning behind his lies.
而且呢，这个谎言呢，多说几次，好像变成真的一样，好像有那么一回事。
And after you reason more and more, it might become something that sounds pretty good.
你看这里，他扫罗他自己都被自己说服了。
And we see here that Saul has confused himself.
但是我们如果看这个神说的，我们就看见说，神从来都没有说过要生擒这个亚玛利王。这个亚玛利王亚甲，神乃是说要把亚玛利人以及属亚玛利人的这些牲畜全部都灭尽。
And if we see the word of the Lord, we see that God has never mentioned to spare Agag the king, but he says to completely destroy all that is a part of the Amalekites.
所以我个人感觉扫罗这个所说的这些话可能是从亚当夏娃那里学来的。
And so we see that the things that Saul says here is maybe something he learned from his flesh, from Adam and Eve.
或者说是从那里继承过来的。
Or it's something that is passed down.
所以果然从肉体生的就是肉体。
And so the things of the flesh are from the flesh.
那肉体呢，那就是爱撒谎，就是爱犯罪，就是爱推卸责任。
And the things of the flesh love to lie, and we like to push blame onto others.
肉体是行不了善的。
And the things of the flesh never take responsibility.
难怪保罗说了，在我里头，就是在我的肉体之中没有良善。
And that's why Paul says in Romans that for I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is my sinful nature.
所以肉体的恶我们要弃绝，肉体的善我们也要弃绝。
And so the things of the flesh we must get rid of.
凡是从肉体出来的我们都要弃绝。
And the things that are completely from the flesh we must completely get rid of.
甚至对我们来说，肉体的善，肉体的好更危险。
And we know that there is a great danger in the good things of the flesh.
可能破坏性更大。
And the damage that it can do is maybe even greater.
在这个撒母耳记下21章那里记载着一件事情。这件事情啊，其实一直以来对我来说都是一个很厉害的提醒。
And in 2 Samuel chapter 21, there's a good reminder to myself.
我们一起来看一下，在21章第一节开始，第一节到第六节。
And it's
撒母耳记下啊。
Starting from, Chapter 21 verses 1 through 6.
这里记载了在大卫年间发生了连续三年的饥荒，然后他就来求问主。主对他说，这饥荒是因扫罗啊和他牛人血之家杀死基遍人。那原来的这个基遍人呢，是亚摩利人中所剩下的。以色列人曾向他们起誓不杀他们，但是扫罗却为以色列人大发热心，想要杀他们啊，结果就发生了这个饥荒。
And so, starting from verse 1, during the reign of David, there was a famine for 3 successive years. So David sought the face of the Lord, and the Lord said, It is on account of Saul and his blood-stained house. It is because he put the Gibeonites to death. The king summoned the Gibeonites and spoke to them. Now the Gibeonites were not a part of Israel, but were survivors of the Amorites. The Israelites had sworn to spare them, but Saul, in his zeal for Israel and Judah, had tried to annihilate them.
然后呢，大卫就问他们说，我当怎样行？
So David asked the Gibeonites, what shall I do for you?
然后他们就说，那个从前谋害我们的，又灭我们的，现在你将他的子孙七人交给我们。
And so, the Gibeonites answered David and he said, as for the man who destroyed us and plotted against us so that we have been decimated and no place in Israel, give us his descendants.
这七个人交给他们干什么呢？我们看见他说，我好在耶和华面前将他们悬挂在耶和华拣选扫罗的基比亚。
And in verse 6 it says, let the seven of his male descendants be given to us to be killed and their bodies exposed before the Lord at Gibeah of Saul.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一段故事告诉我们什么呢？
So what does this story tell us?
我们的好心，我们的热心，如果不是出于圣灵的感动，如果不是出于神的命令，那么就有可能引发很严重的后果。
It tells us that the zeal that we have, if it is not from the Lord, then it can result in a great danger to us.
扫罗在这里他肉体的善发动了，他其实是好心的，他想为以色列人做一点事情。
And we see here that Saul, in his zeal, wanted to do something good for the people of Israel.
你看见他这个肉体发热，这个一发热啊，不得了。
And when his zeal came out, it was something that resulted in something terrible.
不但害人害己，还有这个祸及他的子孙。
It not only hurt people, but it also hurt his descendants.
还不仅如此，因为扫罗是王，所以还影响了全国。你看这个饥荒，全国都饥荒。
And not only this, but it also hurt the entire nation of Israel.Because of this famine.
恐怕扫罗也没有想到他这么为着自己的热心做了一件事情，结果后果这么严重。
Maybe Saul himself did not even begin to imagine the outcome of what his zeal could do.
那这个故事其实也告诉我们，有时候我们犯罪了，好像神好像没有立时惩罚我们。
This also tells us though that sometimes maybe we ourselves sin, and the Lord does not, immediately deal with us.
那这个时候我们千万不要得意的太早了。
But that's not take it too easily.
好像这件事情已经过去了一样。不是的，弟兄姊妹们，我们当时或者没事。
And this thing has not just passed us by.
但是呢，有可能我们的儿女有事，我们儿女的儿女有事。
But maybe our children or our children's children might have to deal with it.
如果我们身在高位的话，甚至我们全国都有事。
And if we are in a high place, a position of power, maybe even the whole nation must deal with it.
况且我们犯罪，我们这个人也逃不掉。
And we cannot run from this sin.
因为将来在基督审判台前，这个每件事情都要拿出来审判的。
Because before the judgment seat, all will be dealt with.
所以千万不要心存小信啊！在出埃及记里面，神亲自说了，他说：“我万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪。”自父及子，直到三世代。
In Exodus, it tells us, Exodus 34:7, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation.
所以我们犯罪的神没有马上惩罚我们，这个是神的恩典来着。
And so even though the Lord does not deal with our sin immediately, this is the Lord's grace.
这个是他给我们机会来认罪悔改。
And he is giving us an opportunity to repent.
所以我们趁着我们现在还有气息，还有生命，还可以寻找的时候，我们马上来认罪悔改。等以后在基督审判台前就来不及了。
So while we have the opportunity, may we truly learn to repent before the Lord, because when we come before the judgment seat, at that point it will be too late.
所以扫罗的故事这里面告诉我们应当听神的话，这个肉体的善恶都要弃绝。
So what does the story of Saul tells us? It tells us that we must obey and completely hear the word of the Lord.
然后呢，撒母耳最后对扫罗说了这个一段非常经典的话。
And at the end, we see that Samuel tells Saul something.
那个15章22到23节我们刚刚念的这两节。
And and we see that Samuel tells Saul in verse 22 and 23, something that we just read.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
And it tells, he tells them to hear, to, sorry, to, the Lord delights in obeying the Lord more than burnt offerings.
Yeah.那我们都知道这个献祭很好是吧，我们也应当要献祭。
And we know that sacrificing is something that is very good.
在罗马书第十二章那里告诉我们说，这个将自己的身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，是理所当然的。
And to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice is something that is acceptable and before the Lord.
那公羊的脂油呢，也是公羊身上最丰富、最美好的东西。
And this is something that is great and beautiful before the Lord.
所以这些都是非常好的。
And this is something that is good and looked highly upon.
但是撒母耳告诉我们，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
But Samuel here tells us to obey is better than sacrifice and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
我们把最好的献上也不如我们听神的话。
And to give the best of the best to the Lord is not even, it does not even compare to obedience.
然后呢，他接着说，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
And for rebellion is like the sin of divination and arrogance like the evil of idolatry.
那什么是悖逆？
What is rebellion?
这个简单的来说就是不听话不顺从。
And rebellion is to not listen, to not obey.
什么是顽梗？
And what is arrogance?
顽梗就是一直不听话一直不顺从。
And it's to continually rebel and continually disobey.
悖逆跟顽梗这里面我们看见是罪。
And rebellion and arrogance here is sin.
所以我们常常以为说我们一次两次不听神的话好像没什么所谓，神也没有怎么 punish 我们，没有怎么惩罚我们，是吧？
And sometimes we might feel like if we disobey the Lord one or two times, the Lord does not deal with us and he does not punish us, so maybe we get off very easily.
现在我们知道了这个不听话是罪。
But we know now that to not obey is to sin.
不仅仅是罪，不听话还是很严重的罪。不听话是行邪术，是在拜偶像。
And to not obey, to not listen to the Lord is the same as idolatry.
神对我们的要求非常简单，而且非常清楚，就是要听命顺从，听他的话。
And the Lord asks us for something that is very simple, to obey and to listen to His word.
但是为什么这个我们实行起来这么困难呢？我们当中有几位是完全听神的话的？
But why is it so hard for us to completely listen and obey the Lord?
因为这个听命顺从需要十字架，需要舍己，需要我们付代价来牺牲。
Because in order to obey completely, we must pay a price, and that is to carry our own cross to follow after Him.
离开十字架，我们就不能够遵行神的旨意。
And without doing this, we cannot follow after His will.
我们这个己啊，我们这个肉体，就是我们遵行神旨意最大的障碍。
And the flesh and the self is the greatest enemy.Of following after the Lord.
己是我们旧人的生命。
And the self is the old life.
肉体是我们旧人的性情。
And the flesh is the nature of our old man.
我们这个旧的生命性情呢，天生就是不听神话的。
And this flesh and this old man, this nature is one that does not listen to the Lord.
他不愿意顺服，而且也不能够顺服。
And it does not desire, nor does it want to obey the Lord.
我们看这个罗马书啊，第八章第七八节那里告诉我们，他说：“体贴肉体的，就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。”
And we see in Romans chapter 7, For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
从肉体的眼光来看，扫罗可以说是最完美的肉体。
And from the eyes of the flesh, we see that Saul is very complete.
你看他高大健壮，俊美，而且呢，非常勇敢。
He's tall, he's powerful, and he's very handsome.
在这个撒母耳记上十四章四十七、四十八节那里记载，他说扫罗在执掌以色列国权的时候，常常攻击他视为的一切仇敌，这摩押人、亚门人、以东人、索巴诸王，还有那非利士人，他无论往何处去，都打败仇敌。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 47 and 48, after Saul had assumed rule over Israel, he fought against their enemies on every side, Moab, the Ammonites, Edom, the kings of Zobah, and the Philistines, wherever he turned, he inflicted punishment on them.
然后呢，扫罗还奉允攻击亚玛利人，救了以色列人脱离抢掠他们之人的手。
He fought valiantly and defeated the Amalekites, delivering Israel from the hands of those who had plundered them.
许多人都觉得说扫罗他这个很差啊，好像很失败。
And sometimes we see Saul as a failure in the Bible.
其实恰恰相反，扫罗是很强很厉害。
But we see here that Saul is one that is very powerful and he's a great person, human.
用一句俗话说的话，我们跟扫罗比的话，扫罗会甩我们几条街。
And we see that if we were compared to Saul, we would not really compare to him.
但是呢，肉体越强，越是不能够听神的话。
But as long as the flesh is more powerful, they cannot listen to the word of the Lord.
本来我们这些属基督的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情事都已经钉在十字架上的。
And we as Christians, as we nail our flesh upon that cross.
但是很可惜，我们常常从十字架上下来。
And sometimes, we fail oftentimes.
我们一离开十字架，这个肉体堕落败坏的性情又出来。
And when we leave the presence of the cross, the flesh begins to emerge.
因为我们的肉体是钉在十字架上，不是钉在其他地方。
Because the flesh is nailed upon that cross and nothing else.
所以圣经就告诉我们，天天背十字架来跟随主。
And so the Bible tells us to daily pick up our cross.
天天背十字架，意思就是不离开十字架。
And to daily carry our cross, and that is to never leave the side of the cross.
所以为什么我们与神的关系，许多时候我们与神的关系不好，为什么我们父母子女之间夫妻之间常常这个争吵关系不好呢？为什么呢？
So why do we have trouble in all the relationships that we have here on this earth?
正是因为我们离开了十字架。
And oftentimes it is because we are leaving the side of the cross.
我们不愿意舍己。
That we are not willing to put ourselves.
我们不愿意吃亏，不愿意让步。
Put our flesh to nail it upon the cross.
那我们不能够顺服，而且呢，不单单不能够顺服神，也没有办法存着敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
And we cannot obey, nor can we enter into the life of Christ to obey him.
大概在六七年，就大概七八年以前，那我跟我姊妹有一件这个为着一件事情有一些争论。
And about 6 or 7 years ago, my wife and I had an issue that we talked about.
这什么事情呢？很小的事情。
And it was something that's very small.
就是说，早上起来是先刷牙后吃饭好呢，还是先吃饭后刷牙好？
It was a discussion on whether to eat breakfast first and then brush your teeth, or to brush your teeth and then eat breakfast.
那我觉得呢，应该是先刷牙，然后吃东西，因为刷牙刷完了有精神，而且呢，这个睡觉睡了一整个晚上，牙齿可能有一些污垢了，所以先刷牙。
And in my own opinion, I feel like you brush your teeth first because, and then afterwards you have the energy to carry on through the day.
我姊妹就觉得说应该先吃完东西再刷牙，这样就不会再脏，是吧？你又不然你吃完东西又脏了。
And my wife's opinion is that you eat breakfast and then you can clean your teeth afterwards.
就这么小小的一件事情呢，我们居然争论了很长一段时间。
And just something so small as this, we discussed it for a long time.
两个都不肯让步。
And neither of us would let up.
本来像在生活当中像这些小事，我基本上都会让给我姊妹的。我对这些小事我从来都没有斤斤计较，随便她怎么弄。
And oftentimes, something so small as this, I let my wife, take the lead.
但是这件事情我几十年下来已经习惯了。这个根深蒂固啊，已经成为最顽固的肉体，我实在没有办法改掉。
And for the decade that I've, been alive, this is something that in my own habits, and this is something that I could not let go.
而且呢，现在这已经不单单是谁对谁错的问题了，现在已经变成谁大谁小的问题了，是谁要听谁的话的问题。
And I got to a point, not just who is right and who is wrong, but who is to take the lead and who is to follow.
Yeah. 那最后实在没办法了，那我就请教了我们教会当中的专业人士。
And so it got to a point where I asked the expert, from church.
我就请教这个 Ben Sun 弟兄，他今天不在啊。
And I asked our brother Ben Sun.
Yeah. 在一次聚会之后，我偷偷的把他这个拉过来，我说：“弟兄，我请教你一件事情。”
And after a meeting, I quietly pulled him aside and I said, "Can I ask you something?"
我说：“你觉得是早上起来之后先刷牙好呢，还是先吃东西再刷牙好？”
And I asked them, "Do you think it's better to brush your teeth first before eating breakfast or after?"
我还记得这个 Ben 弟兄啊，他。听完我所问他的问题啊，他第一个反应就是肚子都笑弯了。
And I remember our brother's reaction to this was that he laughed.
而且还笑了很久。
And he laughed for quite a while.
他心里想就是说，这个身体弟兄他这个这么严肃的把我拉过来，居然问了一个这么好笑的问题。
He said, "Our brother Sandy has pulled me aside to ask me a very serious question, but it is something that is very quite laughable."
但是他后来他说，他个人感觉吃完东西再刷牙好。
And in his opinion, he felt like you eat first and then you brush your teeth.
那弟兄姊妹们是不是觉得说我听了这个话，我马上就顺服的照着做了
？And do brothers and sisters think that after I heard this that I completely obeyed?
不是。
No.
心不甘情不愿的继续抵抗了好久。
And disheartenedly I opposed this for a very long time.
直到有一天主耶稣基督钉十字架的画面活活的活化在我面前，学了一点十字架的功课，我才服下来。
And it wasn't until one day that I learned and I saw the cross and I learned a lesson of the cross.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果没有十字架的话，我们如果离开十字架的话，最小的事情我们都没有办法顺服。
And brothers and sisters, if we leave the cross, then something, a lesson so small as this is something that we cannot even learn.
你不要说那些天大的事情了，就这么小的事，刷牙的事情你都顺服不了。
And don't even speak on the heavenly things, but even something so small as brushing your teeth, we cannot learn that lesson.
我们老是觉得说我们让一步我们就吃亏了。
And we often feel like if we lose one step, then we are missing something.
好像我们一听话一顺服我们就输了。
And if we don't obey, then we lose.
啊，没有人这个愿意做小，谁都要做大。
And everyone wants to do great things.
啊，我们实在不懂得什么是十字架。
But we do not truly understand what the cross is.
我们不懂得什么是舍己。
And we do not understand sacrifice.
在十字架底下，谁先顺服，谁就先得胜。
And whoever obeys first is the one that gains from the Lord.
这个顺服啊，是蒙福的开始。
And obedience is the beginning of wisdom.
那对神呢，我们更是要顺服，是吧
？And we must obey the Lord.
不仅仅顺服，这里面告诉我们，我们要顺从。
And not only do we need to obey, but we also need to follow.
Yeah, 顺服是态度，顺从是行为。
And to obey is a mindset, but to follow is the action.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于供养的自由。弟兄姊妹们，这句话应该会背。
And that we need to obey, and then we need to follow after him.
然后呢，最后撒母耳对扫罗说，你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。
And so at the end of this, in verse 23, we see that Samuel tells Saul, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.
这是一个何等大的提醒。
And this is a great reminder to each and every one of us.
我们如果不弃绝自己，我们就要弃绝基督了。
And if we do not reject ourselves, then the Lord, then we are rejecting the Lord.
我们如果不能够舍己，我们就会把基督给舍掉。
And if we do not put ourselves to death, then we will lose the Lord.
我们本来都是要做王的。
And each of us wants to be king.
那结果呢？我们因为不听神的话，神也厌弃我们做王。
But because we rejected the word of the Lord, we have lost the kingship.
我想这个不仅仅是写给扫罗的，也是写给我们每个弟兄姊妹。
And I trust that this is not just spoken to Saul, but it is spoken to each and every one of us.
听他的话，遵守他的命令。
To obey him, to follow after him.
这个就是他对我们的要求。
And that is his condition for us.
那昨天晚上呢，我们有一个非常好的聚集啊，就是初高中这个家长的聚会。
And last night there was a great meeting for the middle school and high school parents.
啊，那聚会真的是非常的美好，我感谢主。
And I praise the Lord for that meeting.
那这个聚会刚好也讲到顺服。
And this meeting also spoke on obedience.
其中有一点我就说。我们常常要求我们的子女们又顺服我们又听我们的话。
And oftentimes we require our children to obey us.
但是我们有没有听我们父神的话？
But do we as parents obey the word of the Lord?
我们自己有没有听神的话？
Do we hear his word?
啊，但愿神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们做一个听命顺从的人。
That we can be a people who hear his word.
我就交通这里。
And this will end my sharing.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你的话语告诉我们，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于供养的自由。
And we know that to obey is better than sacrifice.
但是多少时候我们在你面前实在是觉得亏欠，因为我们常常没有听你的话。
But how often we are lacking in this because we do not learn to obey you.
我们常常偏行己路。
And oftentimes we wander from this path.
我们照着我们肉体所喜好的来行事。
And we do things according to the flesh.
亲爱的主啊，求你的圣灵在我们里面来关照我们，来开启我们。
So Lord, may your spirit truly shine a light onto our path.
叫我们愿意背十字架来跟随你，愿意背十字架来舍己。
May we truly be willing to carry our cross to follow after you.
主啊，我们天天都来听你的话，天天都来顺服你的旨意。
So that we can hear your word every day and obey you.
好叫你自己的心意得到满足。
So that your heart can be satisfied.
感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
愿你得荣耀得赞美。
May you be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.